Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Beis, and we're going to begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis on the bottom line. Yesterday we had learned that when a shliach is appointed to do something, we can assume that the shliach carried out his mission. Amar Rav Nachman, Bishal Torah, when we're dealing with a shaila of a deraisa, Ein chazaka shliach oisu shlichusoi. The chazaka that we've been discussing, the chazaka shliach oisu shlichusoi, does not apply when the question is a deraisa. Since we're dealing with a deraisa, we have to be concerned that the shliach did not carry out his shlichus. However, the Ritva says, the Rav Nachman's din is only applicable where relying on this chazaka that the shliach did a shlichus will come out with a kula. But if relying on the shliach doing the shlichus will come out with a chumra, even Rav Nachman will agree that even by a deraisa we assume that the shliach did a shlichus. And the reasoning is very simple. The whole reason why we don't rely on it is because we're dealing with a deraisa and we're concerned that the shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do. But when there's a kula and it's a deraisa, we certainly have to be concerned that he did do what he was supposed to do. Mishal Seifrim. However, when we're dealing with a drabbanon, there we say chazaka shliach oisei shlichusai, that the shliach does his shlichus. V'Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says echadzeh vechadzeh, both by a deraisa and both by a drabbanon, chazaka we can assume the shliach oisei shlichusai. Now, there's one question that's asked by many Mefarshim, by the Magen Mishnah. He asks, Rav Sheshes is saying that even by Drabonon, that everybody agrees by Drabonon, but we rely on Shlich Oisei Shluchusai. It's asked the Magen Mishnah, why do I have to come on to that Chazaka? Why don't I just say that Sofik Drabonon Lekula? Whenever we have a Sofik, if a Drabonon was accomplished, we'll go Lekula. So why is this worse than any other Sofik Drabonon? So Mefarshim answer, the Magen Mishnah answers like this. When do we say Sofik Drabonon Lekula? Let's use Erev Tchumim, which we're going to learn as a Drabonon, as a perfect example. When we know for a fact that the Erev was made, and now we have a Sofik, was it made properly? Is it still there? So there we could say Chazaka Shliach Oisei Shluchusai. There we could say Sofik Drabonon Lekula, and we could be makel and assume that everything is fine. But in a case where we don't even know if where the Erev was made entirely, on that I can't rely on Sofik Drabonon Lekula to say that the Erev was made. There I have to rely on Chazaka Shliach Oisei Shluchusai. Tosfos, however, says that even Rav Sheshes, who's makel and says the Chazaka Shliach Oisei Shluchusai, only applies in a case where the shliach recognizes that if he won't carry out his mission, the mishaleach will be messed up. But if it's not such a situation, where the shliach, I asked the shliach to do something for me, but if he didn't do it for me, there won't be any significant repercussions, there we don't say shliach oisei shluchusai. Now, the Machna Ephraim makes a different point. He says, and the Shas and Shuvas Masham quote the Machna Ephraim, that although we have now a machloikis, if shliach oisei shluchusai, or shliach doesn't do shluchusai, says Machna Ephraim, in a case where a shliach guaranteed to the mishaleach that he will do what he's told to do, therefore, there, everybody will agree that in all circumstances, I could say, chazaka shliach oisei shluchusai. There's an interesting shaila that Shor Mitzion Baalocha asks. He says that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, we just learned, are arguing if we say shliach oisei shluchusai or not. So he asks, every year when it comes Pesach, we sell our chametz through the Rav. The Rav is our shliach to sell the chametz, and we're dealing with a deraisa. Chametz on Pesach is deraisa. Why, according to Rav Nachman, can we rely on the Rav? It's a deraisa. And we're saying by deraisa, we don't say shliach oisei shluchusai. So he answers, that since the entire issue is only the Rabbanan, because everybody's mevatel the chametz first, and by accomplishing bitl chametz, you have no shaila midaraisa. The entire shaila is only a shaila midrabbanan, so everybody agrees by drabbanan shlichas shluchusai. Asks Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the shaila of chuvas and hagas that what somebody sells to the goy, he's not mevatel. If somebody knows he has chametz in his home and he's selling that chametz to the goy, that he doesn't hold on to, that he's not mevatel. So therefore, that chametz is a shaila of the raisa. So we're back to where we started. How could we rely on the rov to sell the chametz? It's a deraisa. And by the raisa, Rav Nachman says we can't rely on chazaka shlich oisish shlichusai. So the Sham Tzion Balacha answer says another mahalach, as does the Tshuvas von Haggis, that the Shach says that even if there's a shaila, if we say shlich oisish shlichusai, if you pay the shlich for the job, there everybody holds that in all circumstances we could say shlich oisish shlichusai. If I pay the person for the job, then we know he did it. That's why they say the minig is to give the rav some money when we sell the chametz through him. Since we give him some money, so he's a paid shlich, and by paid shlich I say shlich oisai shlichusai. Amrav Sheshes. So Sheshes says no aminala. From where do I know this concept that shlich oisai shlichusai? The Tanan, because we learned a mishnah in Masechta Menachos. The halacha is like this: that until the second day of Pesach Chadosh, the new tefuah was not allowed to be eaten. But even though the second day of Pesach came, it cannot be eaten until they brought the carbon oimer. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Mishikarva oimer, after the carbon oimer was brought, hota chodesh miyad, it's permitted to eat the chodesh immediately. Varchaikim, people who are not near Yerushalayim, so they don't know if the carbon was brought or not, mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach. They could assume that after chatzos, the carbon oimer was brought. Says the Gemara, v'chadosh deraisihi. Chadosh is issa deraisa. V'ktani, and we learned in the Mishnah, harachayk mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elach. People who are distant from Yerushalayim can rely on the Kohanim who are shlichim to tell us that, to rely on them that they did their job and they brought the carbon. Lab mishum, isn't it a raya? Chazaka shlich oisai shlichusai. The shlich does his shlichus. Now Tosfos asks a very posh takasha. Tosfos asks, a shlich means that he has no personal obligation to do what he's doing. He's doing it because I asked him to do it on my behalf. Ask Tosfos, the Kohanim aren't just shlichim when they bring the carbon oimer. It's their job. They're mechuyev to bring the carbon oimer. So why are you bringing a raya, as Tosfos, from Kohanim that do the shlichim, that they brought the carbon oimer? That's not a shlichus. It's their mitzvah. So Tosfos answers that the proof is not from the fact that the Kohanim brought the carbon. The proof is from the fact that the carbon, that they're allowed to eat the chadosh after chatzos. Because the Kohanim's obligation to bring the carbon is any time during the day. Why? So if it's any time during the day, why are we allowed to eat it after Chatzos? It must be because we can rely on Shlich Oisai Shlichusai. So now that we have a proof from there, that Shlich Oisai Shlichusai asked the Gemara of Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman going to say? That he says that by the Raisa, I don't say Chazaka Shlich Oisai Shlichusai. Answers more hasam k'ritani tami. There is that, as the mission itself explains, l'fishiyodim, because everybody knows she'ain bezdin misnatzlam bay. The bezdin that was in the base of Middash, don't let them procrastinate and bring in the carbon. So it's not that they're relying on the shliach; they're relying on the bezdin. Now, the rishonim ask, why don't we say a different reason? We say throughout Shas, Kohanim's Rizimheim. So just like we say throughout Shas, Kohanim's Rizimheim, just like say here to Kohanim's Rizimheim, and that's why we can rely on it, not because of the Bezdin. So the Rishonim answer, since Mi'ikra Din, the halacha is, it could be brought any time, so this Rizis doesn't make a difference. The only reason we can rely on it is because of Shlich Oisai Shlichusai. Bikur Damri, others say just the opposite. Amar Rav Nachman, Menah Minah Lo, From where do I know that by the Raisa I don't rely on Shlichai Shlichusai? The Tani Tami, because the Mishnah over there went out of the way to say Lefishiyodin Shein Bezdin Masatzinbar, because you know the Bezdin doesn't let them procrastinate. It's Bezdin who do I Masatzinbar. It's only because I rely on Bezdin. That's why we could assume that the Kana brought the carbon. Hashliach, if not for the Shliach, Ms. Atzelboy, we couldn't be concerned that they will procrastinate. So we see just the opposite. It's only the Bezdin we rely on, not on the Shliach. Rosheshes Amalach. So how will Rosheshes answer this? Bezdin, if I would only rely on Bezdin, at Pal Gebeyoymai, then we could rely that it was brought by Chatzos. Shliach, Kula Yoymai. In other words, a Shliach we could only rely on that he brought it any time during the day. But it's no guarantee that there's no guarantee that he will do it earlier. The Bezdin is what makes us sure that it was brought by Chatzos. Now there's a very lomdisha kash and teretz from the Birkas Avram in this Gemara. The Birkas Avram asks that the halacha is that whenever you have a shayla, if the item under question is a dovah sheish lematirim, something that will be mutter eventually anyway, then we don't rely on chazakis, then we don't rely on any roiv, because when it'll be mutter, like the Gemara says, Masecht in the Dorm, Achetachlenebeheter, instead of relying on any shaylas, just eat it. So he asks like this, what are we relying on here? We're relying here on a roiv, that usually the kahanim, the bezdin of kahanim, will do what they're supposed to do. But why do that? Why do we have to rely on the roiv? Just ask and find out if the kahanim actually brought the carbon oimer. It's something we could eventually find out. We may not know actually that day. It may take a little while in those days and days where communication was more difficult. It may take a little longer to find out. But ultimately we'll find out. So how are we relying on a chazaka when we could find out without any need to rely on chazakas, on roivs? So Birkas Avram answers, there are two types of chazakas. Sometimes you have a chazaka that is based on a roiv. Most of the situations I can rely that this is what happened. You don't rely on a roiv where you could find out yourself. Here he explains the chazaka is not a roiv. The chazaka is a teva. It's the nature. Chazaka, shliach, oyse shluchusoy. We can assume, we can be sure a shliach does a shlichus. There we don't have to rely on a roiv, and there, even if it's a dovah sheish lematirin, there even it's a thing that I can find out independently, I don't have to. Chazaka, shliach, oyse shluchusoy. So Gemara brings another proof, Rav Sheshes brings, that we say chazaka, shliach, oyse shluchusoy. Menonim yilwa, the Tanya. The halacha is that a woman who gives birth or was a zava, the halacha is she has to bring a carbon. The carbon is by two birds, one for carbon chatis and one for carbon oiler. That's by a zava. By a yoledis, if she's wealthy, she brings a kevis for carbon oiler and a benyoin or a tar lechatis. And if she's poor and she can't afford an animal, then she brings two birds. The way it worked was like this. They used to bring money, value of the birds, put it into such pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 pushkas that looked like shofars. One side was narrow. The top where they put the money was narrow, and then it was widened. It got wider. On one of the shofars it said the word kinim, which was, it was designated for people that had to bring these birds. And as the Rishonim explain, a woman who was a Yoledes or a Zava had to notify the Kohen that I put money into the Pushka because I was Yoledes or Zava, and I'm relying that you will bring, you will get the birds and bring the carbon on my behalf. The Tanya. So as the Bryce explains, he shishyeshala lida zeva, a woman who had a baby who was a Zava, Mevia Mars, she brings the money for the birds, the Nasenis Bishoifer, and she puts it into the Shoifer, and the Aloch is Vatavelas Vachelas Bekachim L'Erev. That night she could eat Kachim. Because the Aloch is like this. Midar Raisa, when a woman has a baby boy, for the first 7 days she's Tomei, no matter what, and for the next 33 days she's Tohor. Even if she has emissions of Dam, she's Tohor. by a girl, for the first 14 days she's tameh no matter what, and for the next 66 days she's tar even if she has emissions of dam. Afterwards, she brings a carbon. Because if she doesn't bring the carbon, she's not allowed to eat kachim, she's not allowed to eat any carbonus, because she's considered a mechosa kippurim. Now, truthfully, she doesn't require tefillah, because she already has to be toivel, she already has to go to the mikveh after the 7 days by a boy, or the 14 days by a girl. However, Chazal required that after the carbon be brought, she should anyway have to go to the mikveh, because since all other mechusa kippurim require that they go to the mikveh after the carbon is brought, the same halacha applies to her. So she eats kachim erev. Truthfully, the Rishonim also point out she should not have to really wait for the night, because as we know, that the carbon tamid ben harbayim was the last carbon that was brought every day, and that carbon we know, as the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, was brought 8.5 hours into the day. So truthfully, she should be allowed to eat kachim after 8.5 hours in the day. Chazal said that she should wait for the night, because since there are times that things get delayed in the Beis HaMikdash, and kabbonis can be brought all day, and the carbon tumid is delayed till the end of the day, so that's why Chazal made a general rule, wait till the night, but at night she could assume that a carbon was brought, and she could eat kachim. My tama, how could she eat? She doesn't know for sure that the carbon was brought. It must be because we say shliuchos shluchusai. Rav Nachman, and they were dealing with the Raisa. Rav Nachman, who doesn't rely on shliuchos shluchusai by the Raisa, what is he going to do with this proof? Answers the Gemara, answers Rav Nachman, hasuk to Rav Shmaya. The reason there is, as Rav Shmaya said, Dom Rav Shmaya, chazok, we have a chazok, that ein bezden shel kahanim oin demisham, the bezden of kahanim did not leave until all the money that was put into the shofar to be used on behalf of the kinyan was used up. So they know for sure that the kabbanos were brought. Now the Noach Behuda asks, even if we'll say chazok shlichos shechusan, why are we not concerned that maybe something happened? Maybe they brought her bird and the bird became treif, or the kohen made a mistake. And therefore, even if I say shlichus shlichusai, and even if I say that I have a chazaka to bezden a kahanim, how can I know for sure that everything was done properly? So Noach Behuda says that in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha was, the metzias was, that if anything went wrong with a carbon, the Beis HaMikdash itself took out from its own funds money to replace the carbon, because they knew that the people were relying on these kabbonis, and they did not want to leave it in a situation to chas v'shalom the carbon wasn't brought, but the donor thought that the carbon was brought. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mna Amin Allah. So Rav Sheshes brings another proof. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Haim al-Chaveri. If Reuven tells Shimon, Tzei v'lakli teinim tenosi, go gather for yourself figs from my fig tree. Oichel min aroi. The halacha is that the friend can eat them in a casual manner, in aroi. Because the halacha is that before it's fully processed, you're allowed to eat from the fruit, even though and what trumas and maisis weren't removed, if it's achilas aroi. If it's achilas kva, it's awesome. But if it's achilas kva, it's mutter. Ma'asrim vaday. But if he wants to eat them and achilas kva, he has to take off trumas and maisis. Because there's no question that the donor, Reuven, did not remove trumas and maisis. Why is there no question? Because he had no way of knowing how much he collected. You could only take off trumas and maisis if you know how much was removed, and how much trumas and maisis you could then figure out have to be given. But if you don't know how much was removed, you can't take off trumas and maisis. Therefore, if Reuven told Shimon, fill up a whole basket, so now he knows exactly how many figs were taken, still the halacha is that they can be eaten in a casual manner, because as the halacha is that if it's not yet fully processed and it's been eaten aroy, it's mutter, or masrin demoy. But if he eats them kva, he has to take it off, but he only has to take off as if it was demay. Demay is something which is a suffix. We're not sure if the trumas and maisis were removed, because there is a possibility that Reuven, the donor, removed it, Tumas HaMaisa, there is a possibility in that. Rashi explains what's the nafkamina. The halacha is the Maiser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, Maiser Oni, which goes to poor people, you have to separate, but you don't actually have to physically give it them. Because the halacha is HaMoitzi Mechaveroi, all of Araya, they have to be able to prove that it wasn't given. Continues the Braisa, B'medvamamurim, when was this said? By Ma'aretz, when the people, person giving the figs is an Ma'aretz, Ab'chavar, if the person giving it is a chavar, somebody who's makbar on Hilchos Trumas HaMaisers, the halacha is Oichel Ve'en Tzarech La'aser, then the person who received it doesn't have to take off Maisers, Divrei Rebbe, these are Rebbe. We could safely assume, says Rebbe, that Trumas HaMaisers were removed. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. The Madvar Mamurim by Ma'aretz, only when the person giving the figs is an Ma'aretz. Ab Chaver, if the person giving the figs was a Chaver, Eina Oichel Ad Shiyaser, you're not allowed to eat until Ma'aretz is taken off. We could be sure, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he did not take off Tumas HaMaisers. Why could we be sure that he did not take off Tumas HaMaisers? If Yishon Nechshut Chaverim Litroim, we could be sure that they don't take off Tumas HaMaisers Shloim and Amukav, when the thing that they were taking Tumas HaMaisers is not right in front of them. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, my psak is more acceptable than the psak of my father of Shim Gamliel, because mutav shiyachtu chaverim litroim, it's better that we should assume that the chaverim took off Trumas HaMaisers Shloim Min HaMukav, not when the Trumas HaMaisers were in front of them, v'lo yachilu l'amar tfolim, rather than Ami'orot should eat tevel. Now, the Mishnah Melech, at this point, explains the Gemara that the Isser of taking off Shloim and Amukav is only Midrabanon, and since the Isser is only Midrabanon, we could rely that the Chavr would rather do the Isser Drabanon of Shloim and Amukav versus the Chas V'Shom Dama Oretz eating something that from which Trumas and Maisers were not removed, and the Chavr might have caused that because it's says Rav Sheshes, the machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the mass of a nechshtu. Rebbe holds that the chayverim will take off Shloim and Amukov, or mass of a nechshtu. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the chayverim will not take off Shloim and Amukov. Aba kuli alma, everybody agrees. Chazak shliuchos is l'chusoi. That isn't the question here, and the way the Meiri explains the Gemara is very beautiful. The Meiri and the Tva both explain the Gemara like this. They say like this. Over here, the person who's the donor, Reuven, who's giving the tefuah to the shliach, to Shimon, is not a shliach for him. It's only an issue of lifnei evil aseta mechshol. I, the donor, should not be the cause for the recipient to chas v'shalom eat something for which Trumas HaMaisers were not taken off. Yet we're saying we could safely assume that he would never allow that to happen. So the Gemara extrapolates. Certainly when I was appointed as a shliach, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Certainly shliach oisish l'chusoy, and he certainly took off the Trumas HaMaisers, and certainly the shliach will do what he's supposed to do. Now Tosfos asks a very posh takasha. What are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that Rav Nachman is wrong. Rav Nachman began today's shir saying by the Raisa, I don't say shliach oisish l'chusoy, and from here I see shliach oisish l'chusoy. But as Tosfos, Rav Nachman agreed by a drabonin, I say shliach oisish l'chusoy. Taking off trumas and maisers from ta'enim, from fruits, is only the drabonin. So what's the issue? Answers Tosfos, that although taking off from fruits is only Rabbanan, since it has an ikum in a Torah, it has a base in the Deraisa, so it has the halacha of a Deraisa, and therefore you could say chazaka, we would fall under the same category of a Deraisa. Rav Nachman. So now, how will Rav Nachman explain himself? Says Rav Nachman, "Hosur Chanina Chazal." There we say it's like Rav Chanina Chazal explained. Darma Chanina Chazal, Chazak al Chaver. We always know that a Chavish any moitz midav shenim tochs miyadoi. Since these figs belong to the Chaver, So he has the original responsibility to take off the Trumas HaMaisris. We can always be sure that he'll make sure that the Trumas HaMaisris will be taken off. So it has nothing to do with Chazaka Shliach Oysa Shluchusani. In fact, there's a very interesting Shiles and Shuvas Chacham Tzvi that says relying on something that always happens has a very strong basis in Halacha. He says like this, let's say somebody ate something which is mechuyev a bracha achrona al mechya, and he also drank something for which you have to make a bari in the nefashos, and he doesn't remember if he made the al mechya, but he remembers making the bari in the nefashos, and he knows that whenever he has to make an al mechya and a bari in the nefashos, he's always careful to make the al mechya first. Says the Chacham Tzvi, just like you have a chazaka on a chavish and a moitz b'tachs yodoi dovish and a masukin, he always does what he's supposed to do, so too, if this person always does what the halacha requires, take to make the alamichya and the bari nefashos afterwards, if you remember he made the bari nefashos, he could safely assume that he made the alamichya first. Continues the Gemara back to analyzing this brisa. Amamar, the medvar mamurim, b'amoritz, when was this said by an amoritz? When the person's a chaver, the person could eat without taking off ma'isa divrei Rebbe. So ask the Gemara, hi Amoritz, when we're talking about Amoritz, the Kamalei Laman, whom did the Amoritz tell to take a basket full of figs? Elaim the Kamalaritz chavrei, that one Amoritz is talking to another Amoritz, and Rebbe's telling us that the second Amoritz has to treat the figs as the Mai Master and the Mai Mitzayas. Would that Amoritz listen? Since he's Amoritz, he'll say, I'm sure my friend, the donor, took off the Trumas HaMaisris, and he won't take off the Mai. Ella, what's the case? By Amoritz to come with a Chaver. The donor is an Amoritz, and the recipient is a Chaver. Continues the Gemara, Eim HaSefer. What did it say in the Sefer? That Rebbe said, Nirin Devarai Medivrei Abba. My words are more acceptable than my father's. Why? Mutav Sheyechshtu Chaverim Litroim. It's preferable that Chaverim should be suspected of removing Truma Maisa Shalom and Amukov from produce that's not next to the Tevel. Val Yachil Amaretz Tevelim. And they should not give Amaretz food which is Tevel. Ask the Gemara Amaretz by Bahasam. What's Amaretz doing there? Didn't we just explain that it's a chaver giving to an Amoritz, not a chaver? What's going on here? Ravina. So Ravina explains, Reisha, the first case of the Brais involves Amoritz Amal Chaver. And Amoritz that gave to chaver, and the halach is that the chaver has to treat these figs as the Mai. He's not sure if the Amoritz, the donor, took off Trumas HaMaisris or he didn't. Say for the second case, involves a chaver shamam l'aretz. A chaver told an amoritz to take a basket of figs. The chaver achas shamay, and now another chaver overheard this dialogue. Since the chaver was giving to amoritz, who might not take off trumas amaisris, so now the question is: do we assume that the chaver, the donor, took it off, or do not, or do we not say that the chaver took it off? Rebbe says, the second chaver could safely assume that the first chaver, the donor, took off Trumas HaMaisris. Oichel, he can eat, ain't tzarich l'asa, he doesn't have to take off his own Trumas HaMaisris, even with Rabbanan. The Vadi is Surim Asa Hu Chaver Kamei Levei. Certainly the first chaver took off Trumas HaMaisris. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo yoichel, and that this chaver overheard the conversation from the chaver, the donor, to the Amoritz, the recipient, lo yachlat shiasa, shouldn't eat until he takes off maisris, lefishlein nechshtu chaverim litroim, because the chaver certainly did not take Trumas HaMaisris, shloim and amukov, because it's shloim and amukov, because it wasn't right next to it. Vamalei Rebbe, so Rebbe says, mutav shiyechshtu chaverim litroim, it's better that chaverim should be suspected of removing Trumas HaMaisris, shloim and amukov, even though the tevel is not right there, v'ayachil Amoritz tvolim, even if it's at the core, even if it's at the expense of the chaverim eating tevel. Says the Gemara Maikonovsky, what is the basis of the machloikis of Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, nichle l'chav de levet hu isur klila, a chav would be rather do a small aveira which is taking off Trumas and Maisris, Shloim and Amukav, which according to the Mishnah Lamelech, as we explained before, is only Yisad Rabbonin, versus V'loy La'evet Amoritz Yisur Rabbah, versus a Amoritz doing a big Aveira of eating Tevel. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that taking off Shloim and Amukav is an Issa Doraisa, but Tosfos says that this Issa Doraisa is only an Issa Lav. Eating Tevel is Issa Kares. Other Mefarshim explain that the difference is as follows, that by taking off Maisa Shloim and Amukav, you only do the Aveira once. When you take off the Maisa Shloim and Amukav. However, by eating Tevel, every Kazayas of Tevel that is eaten is the Issa Doraisa, and therefore the Chavar would rather do the smallest, even though it involves him doing an Issa, versus the Amoritz doing a big Aveira. Another pshat is that since we find in Halacha at certain times, Chazal were lenient in letting us take off Truma, Maisa, Shloim, and Amukav, they will be lenient here too, versus there's never a heter to eat Tevel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, holds, Nichla Chavar, the Lavin Amoritz, Sur Rabbah, the Chavar says, let the Amoritz do the big Aveir of eating Tevel, but I feel Sur clearly Lavin, I don't want to do any Aveir, as small as I might be, the Aveir of taking off Shloim and Amukav. Now this concept of Nichle Le'inish, Levid Sur Zuta, that person should do a smaller Aveira, Kedei to save a person from a bigger Aveira, has many applications in Halacha. One Halacha is the Chazanish. There's a famous Chazanish. The Chazanish was asked if there's a community where they are limited funds and a mikveh could be built or a shul could be built. What should be built? So Chazanish says it's better to build a shul. By not building a shul, they would not have a place to daven. But a mikveh is a shal of the raisa of a chiv koris. So it's nichlei to not have a shul to daven minyan versus not having a mikveh where people will chas v'shalom maybe over a nisa koris. The shal of Chuvas Chalkus Yaakov uses the same concept that if you see a person is not as careful in Shmiru Shabbos as he's supposed to be, but you see he's mekel and telling goyim to do melacha, which as we learned many times is Issa Shvus, it's better, he says, to allow the person to be over the Issa Drabonin of Amir La'akum, versus that if you won't tell him, he may chas v'sham come to do by himself the Aveira of Chil Shabbos by himself. The same thing the Tshuvas Forum discuss, that if you see a person who did something wrong, did an Aveira, but if you punish him, we're not talking with a Zachib Midaraisa to punish him, but if you punish him, he may come to do bigger Aveiras. So sometimes it's better to avoid being tough with a person and punishing him if at the expense of punishing him, Chas V'Shalom, he may come to do bigger Aveiras. As we have learned, the concept of Erev Tchumim is, as we said, is a Kinyan Shvisa. The person is Koine Shvisa where he makes his Erev. So therefore the Mishnah says, Nosna Be'ila L'mal Masar Tfachim, if somebody put the Erev in a tree above 20 Tfachim from the ground, the Halacha is Ein Eruve Erev. His Erev is not considered a legitimate Erev, and the Gemara is going to explain why not. However, if L'mat Masar Tfachim, if he put the Erev within 10 Tfachim of the ground, there the Halach is Eruv Erev, his Erev is acceptable Erev. Or, Nost Mabar Fila Amuk Mayama, if he put it in a pit, even it's 100 Amas deep, Eruv Erev, again, his Erev is considered a legitimate Erev. Yosr Rav Chibar Abba V'Asir Rav Ovar Rav Nosson, V'Yosr Rav Nachman V'Gabayu, V'Yasvir Ka'amin, they were sitting discussing, Hai Ilan the Koy Hecha, exactly where is this Ilan? Ilaim the Karushus Yachid, that the Ila on the tree is standing in Rushus Yachid. So the question taking the Erev from the tree to where the person is standing doesn't involve any Isser. So then the question is, what's the difference where on the tree you put the Erev? Mali Lamala Mali Lamata. What's the difference where on the tree or from top or on the bottom you put the tree, you put the Erev? Rushus Yachid Ayla Riki. Rushus Yachid goes up to the sky. And therefore, you could take the Erev from anywhere in the tree to where you're standing in Rosh Hashanah. Vela, it must be the Kai Rishus Rabbim, that the tree is in Rishus Rabbim. Not a question of the Miskam Lish Bais Heicha. Where is the person who relying on the Erev Tchumim expecting to be Kain Shvisa? Elam the Miskam Lish Bais, if he intended to establish his Shvisa Lamala in the tree above where he put the Erev, so then who the Erev of Makamekaru? He and his Erev in the same place, and again we have no problem because the Erev is certainly accessible to him. Ella, you know what the Mishnah is referring to? The Skav Melishbis Lamata. He wanted to put Mikayna Shvisa Lamata on the ground below. So he's in Rishus Rabbim. But he put in the Erev and a tree, which is 4 Tfachim wide, above 10 Tfachim, which is Rishus HaYachid. So since the owner can't bring the Erev from where it is to where he's standing, we have a problem that the Erev is not accessible to him, and therefore it can't be relied on to be Kain Shvisa. Ask the Gemara, what would be the halacha if he put the Erev below 10 Tfachim? So then, he's in a Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is not in Rishus HaYachim, because it's below 10 Tfachim. Then we're saying that it will be good. Ask the Gemara, it still shouldn't be a good Erev, because how come Ishtamish Be'ilon? He's using the tree. When he removes the Erev, he's going to touch the tree. And the halacha, as we learned many times, is that you're not allowed to touch a tree. And like the Rashba explains, that since you're going to come to touch a tree, even though you're just removing the Erev, we don't know what's going to happen, and it should be also to remove the tree. It should be also to have an Erev on the tree. Answers the Gemara, the person is standing with Rishus Rabbim, and he wanted to establish his Erev on the tree below 10 Tfachim. Aye, there's a problem of taking something off the tree. It's going according to Rabbi, the Amr called Davish Mishmishvus, anything which is only awesome with Rabbanon, Loigozer Levenishmashus, Chazal weren't Goyz Levenishmashus. The Isser of being mishtamish with a tree is only an Issa midrabanon, and Issa midrabanon do not apply ben hashmashes, and ben hashmashes is the time when we want the Erev to take effect. So since ben hashmashes he could take something off a tree, we have no problem. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman, when he heard this conversation, said Yasher, correct, you explained the Mishnah properly, we can't have a Shmuel. Amar Lei, so the Rabbanon said to Rav Nachman, the Rabbanon there said to him, Pesus Lekula Hai, did you analyze this Mishnah so thoroughly? They were amazed that Rav Nachman had examined the Mishnah in such great depth. I asked the Gemara, what kind of reaction is this? In the Namihok Kapasibu, they also were analyzing the Mishnah. Why should they analyze the Mishnah better, and Rav Nachman should not analyze the Mishnah? This is what they said to him. Kavisla of Gemara, to establish it in the Gemara, in the Mesorah, that we should know for generations that this is the way to understand the Mishnah? Amalei in. So they said yes. Et menami, and so we learned. Om Rav Nachman Am Shmuel, Hacha Be'ilan Oim Rishus Rabbim Maskinim. We're talking about a tree that's standing in Rishus Rabbim. Gevoya Sora V'Rach of Arba. The tree is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. When the Skav Lish Vislamata, this person wants to be kind of Shvises on the bottom by the Rishus Rabbim, and the Aloch will be like this. If he wants to be kind of Shvises on the bottom, and the Erev is above 10 Tfachim, so it involves taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, which is even Asabein HaShmashus, the Erev will not be effective. But if he wants that the Erev should be below, if he puts the Erev below 10 Tfachim, then he's allowed to take it, because it's only a problem with Shtam Shus Be'ilin, for Rebbe Hid, I'm a called Dov Shum Rishum Shvus, something that's only awesome with Shvus, taking it from a tree, Legozul HaBein HaShmashus. Now Rashi and Tosfos both asked the question that something which is between 3 and 9 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide is a karmelus. And taking from a karmelus to Rishus HaYachid is also Issa D'Rabbanan. So they ask, why is the Gemara only asking about the problem of taking from the tree? Why is there not a problem of taking from a karmelus to a Rishus HaYachid? So they both answer that the Gemara could have asked that question too. But the question the Gemara asked, the answer the Gemara gives, is applicable to this question too. Because what's the answer the Gemara gives? That it's only Drabonon. And by Drabonon we were in Geyser Ben Hashmashes. Taking from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid is only Yisra Drabonon, and that's why it's permitted. Ask many Mefarshim. Although Rebbe holds that we were not Geyser Bein Hashmoshes on the Rabbonins. To the Rabbonins, we were Geyser. So here we're dealing with two Rabbonins. One Rabbonin is being Mishtamish B'ilah, and one Rabbonin is taking from a Karmel Shushas HaYochid. So even if we're not Geyser on two Rabbonins, we should be Geyser on one Rabbonin. Answer these Mepharshim. When Chazal were Makbid, that even if you hold that you're allowed to do a Rabbonin Bein Hashmoshes, you're not allowed to do two Rabbonins Bein Hashmoshes, that's only when you're doing the two Rabbonins at the same time. So the pshat is that even though Chazal were makel on the Rabbonins by Bein Hashmoshes, they were not makel when you're doing two. Here, the two Rabbonins that are being transgressed are not being transgressed simultaneously. It's Bezach HaZer. First he'll do the Rabbonin being Mishtamish B'ilon of taking something off the tree, and then he'll do the Rabbonin of taking from a Karmel Shtrusha Sayochit. That's not where Chazal said you're not allowed to do two Rabbonins Bein Hashmoshes. When Chazal said you're not allowed to do two Rabbonins Bein Hashmoshes, it's when you're doing both of them at the same time. So that's why we're machmer. If you're doing it Bezach HaZeh, they both fall under Rebbe's kula that you're allowed to be over a Bein Shvus Bein Hashmoshes. But the Mefarshim explained that heter only applies Letzorech Mitzvah. However, as the Paiskim say, only Letzorech Mitzvah can be over the Rabbanan Bein Hashmoshes. But here is Letzorech Mitzvah, because Rebbe's going to have to hold, as we learned earlier, that you're only allowed to put an Erev Tchumim Letzorech Mitzvah. So obviously you put the Erev Tchumim, you did a Letzorech Mitzvah, and therefore you could be over the Rabbanan Bein Hashmoshes.